Arturo Molami's Roots is a Taylor stretch over 70 years and span around the globe. Born in Italy, Molami moved to Argentina when he was 10 years old. Upon arriving, it was his father who guided him into the trade. In 1950, when we moved to Argentina, my dad told me I wasn't going to just play in the streets, Molami said. He said, after school you're going to apprentice at the tailor shop. It was there that Molami found a passion for sewing. Then, at the age of 27, he made what was supposed to be just a trip to Canada. During the trip he was introduced to his future wife, and after deciding to settle down, he took his passion for sewing and slowly turned it into a business of his own in Cambridge. I'm a tailor by trade, Molami said. I was in Argentina for 17 years and learned at a tailor shop there. I came to Canada in 1967 and never left. I arrived in August, and by November I started working at Mandel's Cleaners across from the Armories. In 1976, Arturo and his wife Pat met with former Cambridge MP Max Saltzman and his brother Harry, the original owners of Saltzman Cleaners. It was an encounter that would change the course of his life. I approached Max and asked if he wanted to sell the business, Molami said. He said he did, and I bought it for $25,000. While Molami will no longer be making the trek into work each day, he still plans on plying his trade. There's not a lot of money in it anymore, but I'll be working from home, he said. I'll take the equipment and try to find some customers. Arturo and his wife haven't been the only driving forces behind the business over the years. Their son Tony has worked there since 1993. When he first started, he didn't think it would turn into a 30-year career. I think initially, starting off, I wasn't planning on making a career of it, he said. I had just finished school and was kind of in between looking for a job. My dad mentioned my mom could use some help, and little by little I faded into it. All these years later, Tony admits it's tough to be closing the doors. It's sad, he said. It's part of my life. Watching people get older and serving them, then serving their kids, I like that part. Even though the time has come to turn off the lights for good, they'll never forget the people in the community that supported them along the way. I want to thank them for their patronage, Tony said. Thank you for being loyal to us all these years. Saltzman Cleaners will close their doors on January 16, 2023.